Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Thank you, Paul. And a dramatic story out in Wisconsin.
Absolutely. So Sunday morning, Larry, I go check my phone, and I get a text from my friend Darren, who says, "Hey, I'm in Green Bay, was at a hockey banquet when the shooting broke out. You may have heard it." And he sent me a link to the story. So there was a shooting at a casino, and my friend Darren was there with his son. They were at a USA Hockey under 18 tournament with the Pittsburgh Predators hockey team, and having a banquet when all hell broke loose. So joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is my buddy Darren, known him forever, and I'm really glad you're okay today. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Kevin. Hi, Larry.
So what happened, Darren? You were celebrating somebody's birthday, and that's when you heard the gunfire?
Well, it was after our last game Saturday, and we had a team dinner, which is common to do when you go away with teams, you know, to play in tournaments. And it actually happened in the hotel. It's getting a little mischaracterized as the casino. And the casino was attached to the hotel, but everything happened, you know, within the hotel. When you walked into the hotel, it was the standard lobby. And then if you went down the hallway to the left, the first room was a banquet room. And that's where we were in, having a team dinner. Now, if you went to the right when you were in the lobby, the first room was the hotel restaurant. And if you kept going, that's when the casino attached onto the building. But we were in the banquet room. There was about 50 of us sitting around tables having a team dinner. And we had just actually got done singing happy birthday to one of the player's younger brothers. And then that's when one of the parents came into the room and started screaming, get out, shots. And at that point, you know, it just took a second to process what he was saying, you know. And then it was panic to get out of the room.
And so you were separated from your son, right?
Well, my son was in the room. And that was probably one of the blessings, is that we were all together. Because if you go away, we go away a lot for hockey tournaments or with kids or families. And these kids are older. They were 17 and 18. Sometimes, you know, kids are hanging out in the lobby. The parents are up in the room. And the parents are in the lobby and the kids are in the pool. And these are older kids that didn't need supervised. So at any other time, we probably wouldn't have all been together. But we were, which was a blessing. But my son was sitting at the table near the door, and I was in the back of the room. So, you know, as the panic set in and everyone tried to get out, you know, it was bottlenecked at the door. And that was really, one of the worst parts, because he got out the door first. And we didn't hear the shots initially. They happened in the restaurant. But as we were getting into the hallway, then you heard the shots, and they got closer because they were in the lobby. And I lost sight of them, you know, and the chairs were being overturned. Not everyone could even get out. So one of the players picked up a chair and broke the glass window, and half the team escaped out the window of the banquet room. And, you know, I finally pushed out, and people were stumbling and falling, and, you know, you can imagine the chaos. And, again, the shots were getting louder at that point. And then I spotted him. He was about 20 feet in front of me, and there was a mob of people. And at that point, we seemed to all be, you know, racing down the hallway in unison and heading towards the side door. And he was one of the first people to get to the door, and he opened it for people. And at that point, you know, that group that was with us was all, like I said, we were all kind of safe and accounted for and running together. And as I passed them going out the door, I just grabbed them by the shirt and said, "Let's go." And we just kept running because at that point, you know, the shots were being fired outside. The shooting had followed another victim outside through the lobby and out into the parking lot. And we ran and, you know, you're processing, where do we go? And you know, we went through the parking lot, and the adjacent building was a community center, or people were playing bingo or something like that, and I didn't feel safe there. It was too close. So we looked across the freeway, and there was the Green Bay Airport, and it was about a 10-minute run, and we just ran. And my thought was, let's just get to the airport, and you know, be security there and people, and you just have a little bit of comfort. And at this point, the police cars and the ambulances are just, you know, pouring into the hotel parking lot, and they're blocking off the road. And that's when I called my wife, and you know, my mom and my dad. But we got to the hotel or to the airport, and there was nobody there. It was a smaller airport, you know, and I was hoping to see security guards or something just for some comfort, you know, and they basically were closed when we got inside, but it was a ghost town. There was not one person at a desk or anything.
Wow.
So we just waited there, and a couple other hockey parents' families made it over to us and waited there for about an hour, and we made ourselves, you know, back over to the hotel grounds. But again, it was kind of being blocked off by the police, and you know, we were just watching them go room by room with their flashlights as they had to sweep through the whole entire hotel.
And the shooter ended up taking his own life, is that correct?
I'm not clear on that, Larry. You know, one of the scariest things was not knowing what the shooter's motive is,
right,
and where he's going. You know what I mean? Like, in the hotel that weekend, there was a wedding. It was like a couple that was in their mid-20s. There was lots of, you know, 20-year-old young adults. There was an arena indoor football team there that we had heard that one of the players, you know, was in the, they were on the third floor, and he ran down through the chaos as, you know, the shots were firing out, and ran right by the shooter. And the shooter didn't bother him because I think this was a, you know, a targeted attack. He was going after certain people that worked at the hotel for whatever reason. But you don't know what the shooter's intent is or where he's going. So even though, you know, we started headed, you know, out the side door, you don't know, you know, and obviously there was lots of rounds being fired. And then when the police got there, it was just what sounded like a shootout. So I'm not sure.
Do we know how many victims, Darren?
I believe there was two victims that were in the restaurant, and that was his initial target. And then he chased the third victim out through the lobby, and some of our players and parents were standing in the lobby, and that's when we were eating and witnessed this as they, you know, went through the lobby doors outside. I think one of the victims survived or is surviving at this point, and I don't know. There was other people injured by any spray bullets. I know some of our team got cut on the glass getting out the window, you know, but that's all I know.
Well, thank God you and your boys are okay, and appreciate you sharing the story.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Glad you're back home, Darren. I really am. Can't wait to see you.
Take some time to process that. All right. Well, I'm glad you're home and safe, but thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.